What up, everybody? It's your man Danelle, aka Small Guy Promotions, aka the Omaha Fatty, coming with another podcast episode of What's Up Omaha. Happy Sunday, guys. I hope you're enjoying your morning. I hope last week was good for you. Thank you for once again tuning in to another episode of the What's Up Omaha podcast. As always, I appreciate you guys so much. I've been looking at my numbers recently. I'm not exactly sure where it's coming from, but I appreciate all the new listens. I see that, every day on the Anchor app, I can look and see how many listens we're getting. And some days it's like 75, some days it's like 40, some days there's just a couple, but overall, it's really increasing. And the last time I looked, I was at 12,000. Actually 12,100 listens on the audio side, not including YouTube. It looks like I'm still trending there. Yeah, that's about where it's been. So again, thank you guys for tuning in so much. It's just cool to know that people are listening to what's going on. And when I look at the numbers for the demographic information, we got 23% on Apple. We've got 5% through Anchor, 4% through web browsers, 3% through Spotify, and 65% through all the other platforms. And again, the What's Up Omaha podcast is out there everywhere. iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, it's just out there everywhere. Podbean, just go out there and Google it, check it out. And then it looks like, as far as the audience age, it makes sense that 28% is the most that I have through the 35 to 44 range. Coming in second is the 60 plus range. Okay, I got my older generation listening. Thank you guys, 19%. We've got 23 to 27 at 15%, 28 to 34 at 15%. So it's pretty well rounded, 45 to 59 at 12% and 18 to 22 at 10%. I've even got a couple of people between 0 and 17 listening with 2%. So it's really cool. I'm surprised to see that 63% of males are listening, as far as what I'm getting. And then 32% of female. And I say I'm surprised because on Facebook, a bigger portion is like flip-flop. About 70% of my following on Facebook is females. Then we've got 4% for non-specified and less than 1% of non-binary. So pretty good statistics for me. It's cool to see, and I'm just always appreciative to everyone who listens. And please just continue to do so and hit that share and let other people know about the podcast and what's going on. And I'm just trying to, like every other podcaster out there, I'm trying to reach as many people as possible. And you guys help so much in doing that. You can subscribe if you're on YouTube, hit the bell icon, so you can get notified when a new podcast is available. Usually on Sundays, I haven't been posting a ton of other content on the YouTube page recently. I need to get back to that as well. But yeah, things are going great. Thank you so much. And again, that might be being featured in the Omaha Magazine. That would probably have some help with that as well. And then, I'm always out there on social media doing stuff, especially with Omaha Fatty. That's on the forefront. You see that more often than not. Let's talk about food now. About food. What's a place that you love to go to, but just don't get there often enough? Whether it be like in your neighborhood, like in your city, not in your city, wherever. What's a place that you love going to, but you just don't get to enough? There's so many places like that for me and my family. We eat out so much and we try to get around to a lot of different places and spread the support. So it's hard to reach the places that we love sometimes. We do try to alternate a little bit. Sometimes we'll go to one of our staples, and then the next time we'll go to a new place and we'll flip-flop and alternate that way. But still, there's just so many places that it's hard to get to everyone. It's hard to get to every place, and it's expensive. It's not cheap to do, and when you're going out and eating at all these places. So yeah, it gets tough, but it is what it is, and we enjoy doing it. But I ask that question because we feel like that a lot. It's like, hey man, where's a place that we love to go that we haven't been to in a while? I took Friday off from work, so that was an opportunity for me. I got up early, earlier than I get up on the days that I go to work, and I went out to 156th or 158th and Maple to Square Donut. If you guys have not been to Square Donut, it's really good. Their square donuts are light and like fluffy, and they just go down so easily. We definitely wanted to get out there because they have dairy-free options, which my wife can eat. So, there's not often places that have dairy-free options that you don't lose in any like taste, any flavor components. That quality is still the same. So sometimes that's the struggle. It's like, yeah, places have dairy-free, but it's not that great. So Square Donut is a place that my wife really loves. And since I was off and we don't get out there because it's just so far away, and as a bakery, they're open earlier hours. So I said, you know what? I'm gonna get out there and I'm gonna go and get some Square Donut. And also, I made a mistake during the week, and it drove me nuts that I did this, but I had a chiropractic appointment set up for Monday, the 31st. But in my mind, I was thinking it was Wednesday because I think the previous week it was on Wednesday. And I got a text confirmation, and I didn't even look at the date, and I just said, see, confirm. And then they called me and said, hey, where are you at? Pretty much. And I was like, oh, I thought it was on Wednesday. Oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I wasn't even doing anything. I was just sitting at home. And I felt bad. Like, my wife is in the service industry, hair and massage. So when she tells me that someone canceled on her or no showed, no call, no showed, I'm like, really? People do that? So then for me to do it, I was like, oh no, like, no, I'm so sorry. Like, I felt horrible about it. And I just don't like messing with people's time. That's what it boils down to. Like, when you could have been servicing someone else, and I messed that up. So I got an extra, I got a dozen for the family, and then I got half a dozen for the chiropractic office. And I went to my appointment and I took that half a dozen, and they were grateful, and they were like, oh, no big deal, it happens. And Lisa, the front office assistant, told me when I called the office, because they called me and I didn't know the number. So, I ignored the call, but then I Googled the phone number and I was like, oh, it's the chiropractic office. So when I called back and I talked to Lisa, and she's like, oh, don't worry, it's just something about today. There's been other people that have been doing that today too. For whatever reason, there was someone who came in who didn't have an appointment that thought they did. There was, somebody else who missed their appointment as well. So yeah, it happens, and I just felt bad about it, and I thought that would be a nice way to say, hey, I'm sorry. So had my appointment, it was all good. They weren't mad at me. And Lisa is pregnant, and she said I can bring them donuts, or I can miss an appointment at any time if I'm going to bring in donuts as the way to make up. So shout out to La Vista Chiropractic, man. Again, sorry guys, thank you so much. But also with Square Donut, having that day off and that time. Oh, and let me again just say that Square Donut is so good. And I know it's not close, but it's a place that is really good and it's worth the drive. It's not like I make the drive all the time. We've been out there 3 or 4 times and, you know, we enjoy it. What else did I do? Oh, the Pit Lounge. Shout out to the Pit Lounge, Brian Boganowski, the owner over there. I went out and grabbed lunch. And I ate in by myself at the bar. I was able to take some photos, and I really like the photos that I was able to take, at least one for sure. And if you follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you'll see the photo. But like I had a tray of ribs and some potato salad. And, you know, they have this pig with monarch wings because in Papillion, monarchs is the, you know, that is the symbol that you're in Papillion when you start seeing the butterfly wings, because monarchs, it's like the mascot of the city, of the town. So they've got a pig with wings, and I took a picture. I was trying to think outside of the box and not just have, you know, one of the regular photos just of the food on the table or something. I wanted to do something a little more creative and eye-catching, and I really like how it came out. So please check out that photo. Again, it's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'll probably put it on LinkedIn as well. But yeah, that was a place that I don't get to enough. And I went to high school with Brian, and it's always nice to support people that you went to school with and that you know personally. So that's why I try to get out there when I can. But again, there's so many barbecue places around that taste good. And, you know, we talked about it. When people ask, what's your favorite barbecue? It's hard to say, because if you know about barbecue, there's so many ways to make barbecue, and every person makes it differently, and they have their little specialty that they do, that it can be really good, but it can be completely different than what someone else is doing. And that doesn't mean that, you know, someone's doing something wrong or whatever, but there's just different ways to make barbecue, and oh man, it's good. So I can't tell you who has the best barbecue. Sorry, I covered my mouth a little bit. I can't tell you who has the best barbecue. I can just tell you about the places that I like. That's all I can do. But yeah, and this is one thing Brian asked me to share when I made the post. So I'll talk about it here too. The Pit Lounge and Papio Pit Barbecue were two separate businesses. They were right next door to each other, and they partnered. The Pit Lounge got barbecue, got their meats from next door at the Pit Barbecue. Well, John has decided to let that go as far as that space for now. I don't know all the details, but, you know, Brian took that over. So, yes, you can't walk in the door that says Papio Pit anymore. But right next door, you just walk into the Pit Lounge. It's just a dine-in experience. I know they were having some problems with Google and whatnot. So you might go and look up Papio Pit Barbecue, and it may say closed. Don't worry. You can go next door to the Pit Lounge, and they're open. I can guarantee you that they're open and that the food is still good. So make sure to check them out. They're up in Papillion at 72nd and 370, just behind the Starbucks. They're by next door to Domino's. So you can check those guys out if you haven't, if you're into barbecue or if you want to try some place that's new. That's a place that you can check out. So shout out to them. Yeah, man, that's, you know, the food is really good, man. I'm loving the food, and that's just a place that I don't get to. There and Square Donuts are just two of the many places that we don't get to often enough. And I don't know where the food content will continue to come. I took a kind of like an intro, like a master class to food photography. So hopefully my photos will start to look a little better. I've got experience using one of these apps to do editing too, but I just have been lazy recently, and I've just been using the the editing tools on my phone, which aren't as advanced, there aren't as many options. Excuse me. So yeah, that's one of the things that I'm going to be working on. And I'm just going to try to give a more artistic viewing of the photos that I create, just because, you know, I'm trying to reach more people. And I know sometimes when I look at my photos, they look kind of dark, and, you know, I'm going to try to incorporate some more natural lighting and then maybe some solid backgrounds and different things. I'm just going to play around a little bit and try to learn. And I still have a free class up at Rockbrook Camera that I need to take advantage of. So hopefully I'll do that soon. But yeah, man, things are coming along. Thank you guys for supporting Small Guy Promotions in Omaha Fatty. If you've got a place in mind that you want me to check out, please feel free to message me and say, hey, this place is really good. I think you should check it out. But just know that I've got a lot of places on the list, and I may not make it right away, but I will try. And just also understand that I'm spending money out of my pocket when I go to these places. So if I've already got places lined up, you know, it might take a bit. I don't know. And then, so I'm like on that avenue of sometimes businesses are asking me to come out. Like Papa Roadie did a couple of months ago, and I went out and it was a paid gig. So if it's a paid gig and people are looking for advertising, you can definitely reach out to me and I'll make that more of a priority than the places that I'm just going just because I'm going to. So that's starting to be the thing where I'm trying to balance out as well. So you can definitely contact Omaha Fatty if you want some advertising. You want to use the platform that I've built over the years to help spread the word about your restaurant. If you're listening, please feel free to do so. I'll also put in our little video where you can check out the ad. Actually, I'm going to throw that in right here. Yeah. So yeah, contact me, email, phone, whatever, Facebook, Instagram, shout out, you know, Small Guy Promotions, tag me and say, hey, whatever you need to do, man, to get in contact with me, because I'm definitely trying to make this something that, is more, I still want to help people for free. That's never going away. But, as I've talked about in the past, I want to make this more of a thing that can sustain my way of living without me being employed. As time goes on, I just continue to get closer to no longer being employed. I might get fired here soon. We'll talk about that at a different time. It's funny to me. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for the support. I hope you enjoy the food content and everything else that I'm trying to bring to you. Please make sure, again, to subscribe if you have not done so. And just whatever you're doing, man, enjoy life. Yeah, just enjoy life. Do the things that bring you joy and are fun to do and that just put a smile on your face. Do those things more, because we could all use a smile a little bit more. And that's what it is, man. Hit me up if you have any questions or anything. Always down to help and talk to people. So that's what it is, man. Have a wonderful day. Smile, help someone else smile, laugh, and help someone else laugh all day. Every day, yeah.